Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great week when, guess what, they're debating again. There are only two people who have qualified for this debate so far. President Trump has disqualified himself because he said he's going to be attending a campaign fundraiser instead on Wednesday night, the night before Hanukkah begins. That's when they're doing the next presidential debate. But apparently, just with Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy is apparently close to qualifying for the debate, but he hasn't made it yet. And Chris Christie is doubtful. I'll tell you something else that is doubtful, which is the rise in anti-Semitism around the world. And so much of this is directed not only at Jews this time, but it's anti-Semitism directed at Christian friends of Israel, people who are members of Congress in both parties. And one of the actually most acclaimed restaurant chains in the United States, it's a series of restaurants, 15 of them owned by a guy named Michael Solomonoff, because he happens to be Israeli and serves Israeli food, falafel and hummus and shawarma. No, I don't think he serves shawarma because it's vegan and shawarma is beef. But in any event, there was a big march in Philadelphia full of anti-Semitic, not just defamation, but anti-Semitic defacement and vandalism, and going outside a very popular restaurant called Goldie's. And the marchers, by the way, sounded like this. This has actually reached the attention of the President of the United States.
We can do the genocide!
Okay, Goldie, you can't hide. We charge you with genocide. And this against, by the way, a do-gooder restaurateur in Philadelphia, Michael Solomonoff, as I mentioned, who since the beginning of the war on October 7th, has donated the proceeds from his various restaurants to helping injured people recover in Israel. So this has been condemned by the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, and also condemned by the president of the United States. The governor Josh Shapiro said this. He said, tonight in Philly, we saw a blatant act of anti-Semitism, not a peaceful protest. A restaurant was targeted and mobbed because its owner is Jewish and Israeli. This hate and bigotry is reminiscent of a dark time in history. But there is a different quality to the anti-Semitism that has sprung up all around this country and all around the world, frankly. And it's a difference that is outlined extraordinarily well by Lance Morrow. We will get to that. The other story is, they say, a report in the National Review, the chanting at the restaurant was part of a broader rally in which demonstrators blocked traffic in downtown Philadelphia. I'm sure people love that. And marched through the neighborhood in which the University of Pennsylvania is located. A video taken near Penn's campus shows a crowd of protesters chanting, "Long live the Intifada," and "There is only one solution, Intifada revolution." Now, the Intifada, particularly the Second Intifada, included a series of suicide bombings. And that's the solution? Intifada revolution? And suicide bombings that claimed hundreds of lives. And again, the idea that this is being glorified by people marching around Philadelphia. Protesters also reportedly ignited smoke bombs in the colors of the Palestinian flag. Yeah, that also helps with climate change, of course. And they vandalized university property, spray painting Free Palestine on a map of the campus in one instance of defacement. The University of Pennsylvania has been in the news since before October 7th for what some argue is a climate fostering anti-Semitism. University President Liz McGill, alongside the leaders of Harvard University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, will testify in front of the House Education and Workforce Committee tomorrow. And they should have something to say about the anti-Semitism on campus. Nearly 3 out of 4 college Jewish students report having seen or been the victim of anti-Semitic incidents since the October 7th Hamas terror attack on Israel. According to data from the Anti-Defamation League and Hillel International, Hillel is that international group that operates places of prayer for Jewish people on college campuses across the country. In any event, this was published by the New York Post, and nearly 73% of students say they have experienced anti-Semitism against themselves or others, up from 63% in 2021. We just had as a Sabbath guest, not this week, but the week before, a student who's graduating from Princeton, and he says it's terrible, and it's very, very intense. The organization of that rally, of the demonstration that we're talking about in Philadelphia, that was organized by the Philly-Palestine Coalition. Hundreds of protesters marching through the city with their various chants, "The Only Solution," Intifada revolution? Really? Meanwhile, Denmark is deploying troops to protect Jewish sites as anti-Semitism rises. Defense Ministry warns of serious threat of terrorism. Says police resources have been stretched thin by public response to Israel's war against Hamas. This is particularly tragic, because of all the countries in the world during the Holocaust that were occupied by the Nazis, the Danes in Denmark, they did a particularly wonderful job of protecting their Jewish community. There were fewer members of the Jewish community who were killed by the Nazis in Denmark, partially because King Christian, who was the king of Denmark, was one of those people who stood out and apparently in public wore the yellow Star of David to show some solidarity with the Jewish community in his country. And now they have to deploy troops to protect Jewish sites. There aren't even that many Jews in Denmark, for goodness sake. A group tracking anti-Semitism in Germany has more news about a drastic increase of anti-Semitic incidents in the country. We will get to that and the difference between the new anti-Semitism and the more classic kind of anti-Semitism that Americans experienced a couple of generations ago. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael MedVed Show.
This is outrageous.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be.
And the most most wonderful time of the year, and there is lots of good cheer. Is it my imagination, or maybe in reaction to all the harsh and terrible things in the world, there are more festive Christmas decorations than usual? And certainly more saturated up here in the Northwest. There's my two of our grandchildren went to they have a in Bellevue, Washington. They have a yearly parade and singing and music, and they close all the streets in huge crowds. And everybody, despite fairly dreary weather, well, there's lots to celebrate up here because of the University of Washington. And who knows, maybe the Seahawks. They're still at least in the chase. But University of Washington's one of the four teams chosen for a national championship, and that's a good thing, and everybody can be happy about that. But meanwhile, there are all kinds of other problems in other parts of the world. In Germany, they have measured that they over 929 incidents of anti-Semitic hate crimes. And that's three times as much as this time last year. And again, this is in Germany. And it's not just Denmark, which has to dispatch its army to protect Jewish sites, some of them historical, some of them sites such as synagogues. Again, the fact that this is going on all over the world, and here in the United States, we were talking before about the march through Philadelphia that culminated at Goldie's vegan Israeli food restaurant, serving acclaimed cuisine by a world-famous chef, Michael Solomonov, who has a total of 15 restaurants, and Goldie's a particular powerful one, and being targeted by chanting demonstrators who were actually chanting, calling for an end to Israel. And the statement by the President of the United States, the White House commented on the protesters, it is anti-Semitic and completely unjustifiable to target restaurants that serve Israeli food over disagreements with Israeli policy. As Governor Joshua Shapiro has underlined, the behavior reveals the kind of cruel and senseless double standard that is a calling card of anti-Semitism. And then they go on to say, President Biden has fought against the evil of anti-Semitism his entire life by launching the first national strategy to counter this hate in American history. He will always stand up firmly against these kinds of undignified actions. That was the comment by Deputy White House Press Secretary Andrew Bates. And then there's the Democratic member of Congress from Philadelphia named Brandon Boyle. And he said, I can't believe I even have to say this, but targeting businesses simply because they're Jewish-owned is despicable. Philadelphia stands against this sort of harassment and hate. Well, let us hope so. And meanwhile, there's more. There's always more. But unfortunately, the more here is a menorah lighting ceremony that was scheduled at a private business in Williamsburg, Virginia. And Williamsburg is a magical place, and it's wonderful, and we've loved taking our kids there. And this is one of the good things that John D. Rockefeller did with his life, is he and his wife provided the money for restructuring this colonial capital of Williamsburg in Virginia before they moved the capital to Richmond, which was the beginning of the 19th century. Anyway, Lovelight Placemaking is the organizer of the second Sunday's Art and Music Festival in Williamsburg, Virginia. It has canceled a long-scheduled Hanukkah celebration, including the lighting of a menorah. This was scheduled for December 10th, the middle of Hanukkah. The decision, they say, is because of the Israel-Hamas conflict. Shirley Vermillion, the festival's founder, cited logistical challenges and sensitivity to the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict as reasons for the cancellation of the menorah lighting. The concern is of folks feeling like we are siding with a group over the other, not a direction we ever decide to head. She emphasized the festival's inclusive nature and mentioned scheduling conflicts, as well as a reluctance to have the festival engage in religious activities. Vermillion said that past requests from various religious groups, specifically Christian organizations, to perform at the festival were denied, a policy seemingly at odds with the festival's frequent appeals to inclusivity in the marketing material. The United Jewish Community of the Virginia Peninsula expressed shock and alarm at Lovelight Placemaking's decision. The UJC organization clarified that the menorah lighting led by a local rabbi was not political and had no connection to the Israel-Hamas war. They argue that it's anti-Semitic to hold Jews collectively responsible for Israel's policies and actions. According to the UJC organization, Lovelight Placemaking suggested reinstating the event if conducted under a banner calling for a permanent ceasefire. Now, permanent ceasefire, as many people have explained on this show, including your humble host, a permanent ceasefire means handing victory to Hamas. Now, what does this all this have to do with this difference in anti-Semitism between what existed in the past and what exists now? There's a powerful, really, really, everyone should read it, piece by Lance Morrow, who isn't Jewish, by the way, but he is a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center and the author of The Noise of Typewriters, Remembering Journalism. He begins with a memory, which is poignant. He writes, "I remember a dinner party on Martha's Vineyard in the 1970s when I and my first wife, who was Jewish, shared lobster with a half dozen nicely tanned Protestants in a sherbet-colored golfing trousers. They chattered about what pests those people were, who kept pushing to join the local beach club, even though they were not wanted. Now, who could those people have been? And how has this changed?" We will get to that and more coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The USA News Update. Since the Gaza ground operation began on October 27th, Israeli forces have discovered 800 shafts leading to Hamas's extensive network of tunnels and bunkers, destroying more than half of them, according to the military. The Palestinian Islamist group claimed to have a network comparable to the size of the New York subway system, with tunnels serving as operational bases. These tunnels have become prime targets for Israeli airstrikes, many located in civilian areas such as schools, kindergartens, mosques, and playgrounds. A federal appeals court on Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed.
The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as the lawsuits move forward. Trump contends that his rally speech addressing matters of public concern is protected by absolute presidential immunity, preventing him from being sued over the January 6, 2021 riot. I'm John Schaefer.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the upsurge in anti-Semitism and openly expressed, enthusiastically demonstrated and revealed anti-Semitism. And it's not just the United States, it's, as we are talking about, Denmark and Germany. And by the way, this also extends to the ballistic missiles that have been fired at three commercial ships yesterday in the Red Sea. Apparently none of those ships are Israeli or have Israeli ties. That's what they're reporting on NBC. While a U.S. warship shot down three drones in self-defense. This is our ship, the United States ship Kearney. During an hours-long assault, we will get back to that in just a moment. I'm sharing with you what I found to be a very moving and very insightful op-ed by Lance Morrow in the Wall Street Journal. And he's talking about a dinner party he attended with his wife, who was Jewish. He is not. And they shared lobster with a half dozen nicely tanned Protestants. What's the importance of him mentioning that they shared lobster? Lobster's not kosher. I mean, it's one of those things. It's as much as pork. It's lobster, shellfish are mentioned in the Old Testament. And if you're trying to keep Jewish dietary laws, you don't eat lobster. So they felt comfortable, in any event, the people he was attending, that they weren't talking about in front of someone who happened to be Jewish, which was Lance Morrow's wife. And they're sitting down with a half dozen nicely tanned Protestants in sherbet-colored golfing trousers. They chattered about what pests those people were who kept pushing to join the local beach club, even though they were not wanted. "Gee," said a middle-aged Princeton man, pronouncing the word J, "why don't they stick to their own clubs?" My then-wife and I left the party early, and in the car she burst into tears. How innocent the moment seems, that was the post-war gentleman's agreement version of American anti-Semitism. Gentiles relaxing up island on their fourth glass of Chablis, the word Jew wasn't even mentioned. And then he points out, and it's so true, America's anti-Semites in those days were more fools than monsters. With exceptions, Henry Ford, Father Coughlin, their anti-Semitism seemed more snobbery than hate crime. It wasn't political, programmatic, or fanatical. One evening in 1918, even Eleanor Roosevelt, of all people, came home from a Washington dinner party for the financier Bernard Baruch, and wrote to her mother-in-law that the, quote, Jew party was appalling. The anti-Semitism that has poured forth onto the country's streets and campuses in the autumn of 2023, however, is a different thing. Lance Morrow writes, it is a reversion to a politics of aggressive, unapologetic hate. The ominous historical regression at work in the latest Jew hatred takes up the themes of the mid-1930s, the spirit of Hitler's brown shirts and Kristallnacht. Of course, the new Jew haters, especially young people on campuses, think of themselves as perfectly virtuous. What is a thousand times worse, they think of their Jew hatred as righteous. It's morally fashionable among them. Sympathy for innocent Palestinian civilians who have been killed under the Israeli bombardment of Gaza? By all means. Who doesn't feel that? The mirror neutrons of any decent person must respond to the sight of child-sized body bags in the ruins of a Palestinian hospital. But wait. Draw back, writes Morrow. Who, as Lenin said, who can you blame, how do you assign blame for violence depends on who has done what to whom. The Americans didn't bomb Yokohama on December 7th, 1941. The Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, and the Japanese were responsible for what followed. Why did Hamas attack on October 7th? Israeli oppression? Hamas has ruled Gaza entirely since 2007, 2 years after the Israelis withdrew. Under decent, intelligent leadership, with a touch of vision, with investment by oil-rich Arab states, Gaza might now be a Mediterranean Singapore. Instead, Hamas has maintained Gaza as an anguished slum, an ongoing dramatization of the Palestinian victimhood that is the source of Hamas's power and raison d'etre. And then he writes on, students at Harvard and Columbia, don't protest the region's routine inhumanities. They do so only when there are Jews around to blame and to hate. It's the Israelis' Jewishness that brings the demonstrators out. This isn't a new anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is never new. It's an ancient beast that awakens from time to time and exhales such filth as gas the Jews, and Hitler was right. Meanwhile, there's a city in New Brunswick, Canada, and I didn't even know they had Jewish communities in New Brunswick, but in New Brunswick, Canada, there's another series of protests against Jewish institutions there. A 20-year-old menorah display was suddenly forbidden. And again, the menorah display is not about Jewish supremacism. It's not a political movement. It has to do with the affirmation of faith. And again, to associate that with imperialism, colonialism, oppression, and so forth, that's what we're dealing with right now. There's also a congresswoman, and a Democrat, of course, who has ignited a firestorm of outrage after downplaying Hamas rapes in an interview with Dana Bash on CNN. We will get to that later, but first up we're going to be speaking with Doug Schoen, who is a pollster, a political consultant, a strategist. He was an advisor to President Clinton and to New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg when he was a Republican. He's also an author. His most recent book is called Four Presidents, Kennedy, Nixon, Biden, Trump, Leaders Who Changed History in Changing Times. We will talk about that and also his reaction to Gavin Newsom and his performance last week in the big debate with Ron DeSantis. Did Gavin Newsom establish his leadership for the Democratic Party? And is there a chance he could end up replacing Biden as their nominee? We will get to that and more with Doug Schoen coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, You learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Michael Medved Show, it is an honor to welcome Doug Schoen back to the show. Doug has been a distinguished political consultant on all sides with candidates who are independents, candidates who are Democrats like the Clintons, candidates who were, at the time he worked for them, Republicans, as I believe was the case with Mike Bloomberg, the mayor of New York at one point, and who was elected originally mayor of New York as a Republican. Doug is now the author of a new book. It is called Four Presidents. It's about Kennedy, Nixon, Biden, and Trump, leaders who changed history in changing times. He also just wrote a column, having watched the debate last Thursday night between Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, and Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. He was very impressed with one of those two and thinks he may end up at some point, maybe not this year, on a presidential ballot. So who won the debate, Doug?
Oh, I think Governor Newsom won the debate hands down. And I say this without ideology. There is a lot about what he said that I don't personally agree with, but I thought he was positive, proactive, and constructive, which was the opposite of what I heard from Governor DeSantis.
In terms of you acknowledge in your column that there are lots and lots of Democrats who are eager to have somebody run other than President Biden because of the age issue. Right now there's all kinds of news about more exposés about his family's questionable business dealings. But you don't think that there is, at this late date, still a chance that he would withdraw from the race?
You know, I don't think so, but I also am old enough to remember March 31st, 1968, when Lyndon Johnson took himself out, and the poll numbers that Joe Biden has are roughly equivalent to what he and Jimmy Carter had, and the poll numbers reflect questions about his age and about the business issues which are in the media as we speak.
So one of the things that I was reading in the New York Times is that there are 11 states already where it's too late to get on the primary ballot now. And California, which of course is the treasure trove of convention delegates, partially because on the Republican side, for instance, that's winner take all. And it is a part of it that's winner take all on the Democratic side. You have to sign up to be in the California primary by December 15th. And somebody who hasn't collected the 26,000 signatures is going to have a tough time getting them. So,
well, I get all that, and this all plays in the hands of Kamala Harris, who has even weaker poll numbers than Joe Biden. So my guess is that the Democratic Party from on high would come up with some scheme, either to open up the nominating process or to allow for some sort of open convention process, heretofore absent in recent memory. But I don't think that we are going to have a Democratic Party that is led by a vice president who has poll numbers that are as anemic as Kamala Harris. And, you know, strange things happen in politics, as you and I have both seen.
But in terms of Governor DeSantis, the talk on the Republican side is Nikki Haley surging. Do you think that surge, that momentum, should be taken seriously?
I do think it should be taken seriously, but Donald Trump has one great asset, which has heretofore not been recognized, and that's Governor DeSantis. Because if Nikki Haley had Trump one-on-one in New Hampshire and indeed in Iowa, this might be a different race, but DeSantis is getting 8 to 10 points in New Hampshire and I think 16 or 18 in Iowa, where he's made a bigger effort. And with the governor's endorsement in Iowa, I don't think the anti-Trump constituency there will consolidate around Nikki Haley, and I think she's got a good shot to win New Hampshire. But South Carolina and Nevada, which come next, I think, would go overwhelmingly for the former president.
And do you like his chances of winning against Joe Biden, assuming that it is Joe Biden in the fall?
Well, I would tell you there's very little about Donald Trump returning as president that I would say I like. But not taking your words at face value, I think that since presidential elections tend to be referenda on the incumbent, and we have four or five of the most recent national and state polls showing Trump in a stronger position, I think he's a better than a 50% chance to win a straight fight with Joe Biden, and especially if there are two, maybe even three minor parties candidates on the ballot.
And with one of those minor party candidates, do you believe they're going to go through with the no labels process? They canceled their convention. They're going to have to do this all by Zoom on no labels. So do you think it's still likely that they nominate Joe Manchin?
I don't. I don't think Joe Manchin is the likely candidate. They've indicated that they're more inclined to nominate a Republican, but, Michael, I don't know who that Republican might be, and I've been involved in these third-party independent efforts before. They always sound better until you get up to the nuts and bolts process of both picking a candidate and deciding who that one's going to be. So I am skeptical that they will come up with a strong candidate. Could happen. Certainly the public mood is open to it. I don't see who the person would be.
And last thought, because I know you have been thinking about this, as most political junkies have. Assuming that President Trump wins the nomination, as he seems to be supremely confident that he will, who's his pick for vice president?
I think it's Kristi Noem.
Even with the problems with the scandal, that alleged long-term extramarital scandal?
As if Donald Trump doesn't have similar issues.
So it's a balanced ticket, is what you're saying. But it's Corey Lewandowski.
Like
that's
that,
a,
yeah.
Yes. So... again, I do think I would have thought Kristi Noem, except for that, was also a good bet. And it seems that Carrie Lake is concentrating on trying to win a Senate seat where she has a good chance.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to be the nominee.
If Biden does drop out, if there is some kind of health event which could be really fatal to his candidacy, if not to him. What do you do with Kamala?
You've stumped me for the first perhaps only time, because I don't think you can nominate her and believe you have a chance to win. At the same time, there is not a Supreme Court seat, or I don't see Merrick Garland leaving as Attorney General for her to take that. So I don't have a good answer. But the Democrats, while they're good at Harry Caray, they are not, I think, blind enough to allow her to run against Trump in an election where she would almost certainly lose, and lose very badly.
How about Secretary General of the UN? I mean, you can't do that much damage there, and the one that's there, Guterres, right now, is terrible. In any event, Doug Schoen, it is always fascinating to talk politics with him. He is the author of a new book, Four Presidents, Kennedy, Nixon, Biden, Trump, Leaders Who Changed History in Changing Times, on behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silver.com. www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.